It's unprecedented. Three nuclear facilities in two states threatened by fire and water. A massive wind-driven wildfire just miles from the Los Alamos lab in New Mexico. And floodwaters creeping up on two nuclear stations in Nebraska. Now, my next guest actually describes it as Fukushima in slow motion. But first, CNN meteorologist Rob Marciano giving us a lay of the land and kind of giving us the visual of where these are and how close everything is.
And luckily, we're looking at super slow motion at this point.
Good,
okay, here,
good.
Here we go. Omaha, Nebraska. We've got two nuclear power stations, one to the south, one to the north. The one to the north is the one we're most concerned about. That's been pretty much idle for the past several months. That was by design before even the flooding started. And now that since the flood has come, they've decided to keep it idle. But nonetheless, they're trying to protect it. They've done it with some aqua dams, aqua berms, to do that. They had one of those fail, and that's when all the scare started to come into play here. But as of now, we are okay. But the problem is, you know, we've got water that's not going to go away anytime too soon. We're pretty much cresting right now, okay? You see, the forecast keeps it pretty much flatline for at least the next week, maybe more. So it's not going down, but not necessarily going up anymore. But just the pressure alone is going to cause this battle to be ongoing. And any more failures in any of these protective measures, then we have the scare coming back. All right, let's talk about what's going on as far as the fires are concerned. Extreme and critical fire danger out to the west, and we've got smoke that's a problem across parts of New Mexico. Here is what's going on at Los Alamos Nuclear or National Laboratory. The fire itself is to the south and west. About 60,000 acres of it has burned. Let's kind of describe what happens at the lab itself. We've got several, you know, it's huge. It's like 40,000 or 40 square miles here. This is a dump right here. These are hazardous dumps, okay? This one is underground. So technically, they're not too concerned about this. But these out here are not necessarily aren't underground. They're the furthest away, but if the fire creeps up on the lab and gets to those sites, that is the way I understand it, Kira. Those are the problem areas, and so they're trying to keep the fire away from the dump sites that are on the eastern edge of the lab. The fire right now on the southwestern edge of the lab.
Gotcha. Rob, appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Well, the